Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the program. You can join us here. Bring up whatever is on your mind. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We got a lot, as usual, to discuss here tonight. Thankfully, there hasn't been a whole lot of news that I've at least heard regarding the Freedom Convoy in the last 24 hours. We've been covering it heavily over the last 2.5 weeks here on Free Talk Live. And thankfully, I think we can actually move on to some other things here tonight. But if there's something that
is it ending?
No. Actually, I was just watching earlier today. It's streaming right now. There's a channel called Otta Walks. OTTAWALKS, a guy that walks around a lot, apparently. And so he walks around the protest zone and talks to people and just kind of gives you a clue as to what's going on. And right now he's out in front of Parliament right now. And there's still plenty of trucks and plenty of people around. There was earlier today, once again, dancing happening out in front of the stage and speechifying. And it looks like everything is as normal, despite the talk of police maybe bringing in some sort of a no-go zone under the so-called Emergencies Act that has been invoked this week. So it may just be that the police are still biding their time and planning how they're going to approach this thing because there's still, thousands of people around. So we'll see what develops there. And again, if there's some sort of fresh news that you want to bring up about that, feel free to jump in here. The number is 603-283-6160. But joining you here tonight, you've got Ian.
And Bonnie.
And Nikki.
All right, so we're going to change gears into something a little unusual. We've talked on occasion on this program about psychedelic mushrooms, entheogenic mushrooms, whatever word you prefer to use, usually it's a discussion about adult use and how not only can it be a spiritual journey for some seekers, but it can also be a healing journey for others who might have things like PTSD, or severe depression, for instance. These are things that there have been some studies that have been done over the last 2 decades primarily that show sometimes mushrooms can actually cure PTSD. They can cure addiction if you've got a heroin addict or something like that. Mushrooms can be cigarette addiction. Mushrooms can be very, very helpful for a lot of people in a therapeutic sort of use. But you don't hear a whole lot about children.
No, usually
and
not.
Mushrooms.
And I actually first got introduced to this concept. I listened to this podcast called Medicine Stories, and it's mainly about people's experience and expertise within using psychedelics in different plant medicines. And the girls on the podcast were talking about using psychedelics while pregnant, breastfeeding, and giving young children psychedelics. And it was really the first time I had ever really thought about that. It seems like kind of crazy to me at first. But the more I looked into it, the more I kind of realized, well, if we're taking all of these other pharmaceutical medications, then how are we deeming those to not be harmful? And we're saying that things like LSD and psychedelic mushrooms would be harmful. So, interesting.
It's definitely counterintuitive because everybody is always told, oh, drugs and kids, bad. Drugs and kids, can't do that. You're a bad person.
Well, meth and kids probably is bad.
Probably.
Yeah, I agree with that.
but here we're talking about not some sort of human-manufactured product.
Exactly.
We're talking about something that grows naturally in the not in the earth, but it grows in cow dung, typically. But it grows naturally. These things happen, and over time, humans we read a Terrence McKenna book recently, Bonnie, you and I, that talks about the history of mushrooms and their use by humans all around the planet.
It's called Food of the Gods.
Thousands of years. And so these are very, very natural substance. That doesn't mean that it's not an incredibly strong substance that can induce many thoughts and potential visions and things like that. So, you know, we always talk about set and setting as an important aspect of
how
one should utilize these things, whether, again, whether it be for a spiritual or a therapeutic use, or just have fun at with some friends, although it really isn't a party drug. It's more of an introspective kind of thing.
And if people are afraid to be too intense for a kid, I think a kid would be the perfect person to take it because...
Really?
Well, when you first start smoking weed, it's like, there's nothing about it that makes you scared at all. You're just...
I was scared of the police.
Well, yeah, scared of the police. Yeah.
But the weed itself,
no. I remember in high school and middle school getting just so, so high that if that happened to me nowadays, I'd be like, oh my God, something's happening that's wrong. Mm. Because now I have, like, more things in my life that could make me nervous. I don't know. But as a kid, you're more carefree.
Mm-hmm.
And you could just get so much higher and not care and be like, oh, wow, this is just how weed is. I don't know how to explain it.
Do you think it's like the innocence factor and like the lack of trauma, so to speak?
I mean, it could be that.
Well, hold on. I want to clarify something here. Nikki, the story you brought in tonight, you're talking about children, right?
Yeah. It's a Mexican tribe that is feeding children of 4.
Okay, but, Bonnie, you're talking about when you were a teenager.
Yeah,
but I know lots of people that started smoking weed at like 9, 10, 11.
Okay.
Well, and it's not the same as mushrooms, but...
No, definitely not the same.
There are lots of, like, 20-year-olds who've never smoked and would be like, no, I'm too scared. Because they have the preconceived ideas about it.
That something's wrong
and
with it.
And you can microdose, too, and have a very healing therapeutic effect without actually tripping. Right. In this story, it seems like the children are taking enough to... I think they're hallucinating, so...
Oh, wow.
Definitely not microdosing, but...
Well, I want to hear about this because it is, like I said, it seems very counterintuitive. I think a lot of people are going to initially recoil at this. So what's the source? Where are you getting this story from?
This is from the Daily Mail.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
So Margarito Mendoza still remembers a time when he was just 5 years old that his grandmother first fed him magic mushrooms. In a ritual to celebrate surviving childhood, Margarito underwent an ancient shamanic custom in his Mexican hometown of San Jose del Pacifico.
Hmm.
The boy was fed the hallucinogenic Mexicana fungus by his family, who then guided him on his journey. I was very scared at the visions that appeared to me because I had no idea why I was seeing them, he told Mail Online in an exclusive interview. Margarito is a member of the Zapotec indigenous tribe in the southern Mexican state of, I don't know how to say this, but in southern Mexico, who, according to local accounts, have been using hallucinogenic mushrooms in rituals for thousands of years. So at this point, this is part of their culture.
Yes.
And they've been doing it for thousands of years.
So they're familiar with it. They know what to expect.
They're with their families.
This is a generational thing that just happens. You reach a certain age, 5 or whatever it is in this case, like, all right.
And then you survive childhood, apparently.
Yeah, that's like, it's the celebration. It's like, okay, you made it. You reached 5 years old. Time to celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
My family all took them at the same time, and we went walking in the forest, he said. I heard the trees speak to me, and the wind flowed before my eyes like a rainbow river. Sounds beautiful.
That sounds absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, just trying to imagine the level of connection or bonding that you could have with a family. I mean, because that's ultimately what families want. They want, you know, their kids to grow up and love them and, you know, be good kids and all that. And I think that mushrooms can bring people a certain level of bond that they otherwise wouldn't have. Like, because of drug prohibition, when I was growing up, my mom was absolutely in favor of the war on drugs. I believe she still is, which is sad to me. And I could never imagine, I can't even envision what taking mushrooms with her would be like. Like, it seems to be completely, you know, it's out of the realm of possibility. And so, like, even thinking about it does not seem like a positive to me. because of who she has been. She's not a bad person.
That mindset,
though. Right. I love her, but it's just not for her. It wouldn't work out. But to be in a family where that is something that is a tradition that's been passed down for generations, that, okay, we've got, you know, it's the weekend, we're going to go for a walk, let's all take, you know, half a dose of mushrooms and make that walk way more interesting. So I want to hear more about this. That's coming up. If you want to share your thoughts, were you on mushrooms at a young age? You want to talk about?
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. The phones are open. You can join us here. The number for you is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Coming up here tonight, Bonnie's got a story about the MyPillow guy. I'm not sure what exactly he did. Where did he go? Didn't he try to go to Canada and get refused entry?
I don't know about like that, but he was here in New Hampshire at the DoubleTree in Manchester.
Oh, really?
Talking to state reps.
We'll talk about that. The state reps, by the way, in New Hampshire, they voted for a quote-unquote marijuana legalization bill today, and it's not a very good bill, and I'm pretty bummed about it. I mean, I guess it's kind of good that it's legalization, and it's kind of good that they're not going to quote unquote tax it, but they're going to turn it over to the government to sell.
It's
like, what are you thinking? Why are the Liberty reps sponsoring this bill? I don't know. It doesn't make any sense to me. Yeah.
Maybe they think it's like a baby steps in the right direction.
Yeah, and I always think that's retarded. I'm tired of baby steps in the right direction.
Yeah.
Just start putting out things that are actually good and then getting people to talk about it and explain why it makes sense.
I agree with that. Unfortunately, you're not a state rep, so.
I don't want to be.
Free market weed only.
Yeah. I don't think that it's going to prohibit people from acquiring cannabis, let's say, on the dark web or getting it from somewhere else. But ultimately, it's going to give the state a monopoly on sales, and I think that's a huge mistake.
But all libertarians should know that the alcohol monopoly, state monopoly on alcohol is bad. So why don't they put two and two together?
It's really bad, and it's hard to change because, you could argue, we're just taking this initial step, and then eventually we'll open up the market, and we'll let anyone who wants to, with a convenience store or anybody anywhere can sell this stuff, and that's not going to be easy.
The government's not going to want to give away their monopoly.
Not after they went to open 10 stores. The bill that I was looking at earlier says they're going to open 10 stores. They're going to keep it separate, apparently, from the liquor stores. So it's not just that they're going to add a section at the existing liquor stores, which would be a cheaper way to go about it. No, they're going to open up entirely new retail outlets, create a whole new government bureaucracy, hire all new government bureaucrats just to have government weed stores in New Hampshire. At least that's the way the bill's written. There apparently is an amendment to the bill, which I was not able to find. It's not as easy to find the amendments to the bills as it is the bills themselves. So who knows? Maybe the amendment made it better. Maybe the amendment opens it up for competition, but I'm not optimistic.
All the way through, voted on, passed?
No. It was just the State House. So it could still fail in the Senate. The governor could still veto it.
Okay.
But it did look like it was a veto-proof ratio. I did not do the calculation to see for sure, but at a glance, it looked like it was more than 67% that had voted for this. And so if the same thing happens in the Senate, if it gets the same veto-proof number of votes, then it wouldn't matter what the governor does. He could veto it, and then they can just override. They could vote to override that. So we'll see how that develops. The real disappointment about that is that there are, like, I don't know, half a dozen legalization bills this time around. There are some that are worse than others, and this is one of the worst ones. Others, the ones that I like the best, are the constitutional amendments, where somebody's put forward, I think there's two of them, and at least one of them basically is just like a one-liner that says all people in New Hampshire or adults or whatever have a constitutional right to possess cannabis.
Yeah, boom. That one.
Boom. Yeah, take care.
Done. Now, of course, that doesn't solve the sales question or anything like that, but I think that, you want to talk about a step in the right direction? That's a step in the right direction because it doesn't create a regulatory structure. It doesn't create government, taxation or anything like that.
But as far as the sales go, like, you can just buy and sell and grow weed and it's fine. I don't get why it would
be. It'd
be
nice if you could, but that's currently illegal. And this bill will also make it illegal unless you're a government-approved grower, right? So you can grow it legally as long as you get their approval.
It's not even going to be like in Massachusetts where, like, you can have, like, I think it's like 10 plants per person in the house.
I don't think that's addressed in this bill. I think there might be a separate bill for home grow. So there's a lot going on.
What's
going
to happen to all the stores, the medical stores that are already open? They're just going to be forced to shut down and military.
That's a good question. I presume they would still be selling medical cannabis. So to those with a medical card, they could still go to those stores.
But I mean, they wouldn't.
But I don't think they could sell recreational.
Oh.
But that's an excellent question, Bonnie. It's a long bill. I didn't read the whole thing. I just scanned through it. So we're talking about drugs, and we're going to continue that discussion. Also want to invite you over at freetalklive.com. We've got archives. You can download episodes of the show that go way back over at freetalklive.com. So please enjoy those. And don't forget about Intercoin. They can help any business and organization launch their own currency and raise money using their own token. And now they've launched their investor token worldwide, and you can get it on an exchange called XMarkets. It's exmarkets.com. All you need is an email address to sign up, and that will allow you to keep your privacy intact. You can deposit dozens of different cryptos, including Bitcoin, onto XMarkets, trade them for Tether, use that Tether to buy ITR, which is the Intercoin investor token. You can learn more about the Intercoin vision at intercoin.org, and you can buy or sell ITR on xmarkets.com, exmarkets.com. So we've been talking, the first topic of the show tonight is from you, Nick. You've got a story from the Daily Mail about Mexican families that are doing mushrooms, psychedelic mushrooms, doing them together as a family with kids as young as 4, 5, 6 years old. And I'm really interested in this topic. I mean, I'm not interested in having a family personally, but I think it's very cool that this is happening and that this has been happening for generations.
And it's something that doesn't get talked about a lot because most people just have the philosophy, like, don't give children drugs.
Right.
But when you look at it as medicine and not as a drug, I think sometimes that perception changes a little bit. So this story is talking about a man, Margarito, who is recounting his experience with psychedelic mushrooms, taking them with his family. So he says, my family all took them at the same time, and we went walking in the forest. I heard the trees speak to me, and the wind flowed before my eyes like a rainbow river. The Mexican fungus, which induces hallucinations, lack of rational judgment, and a sense of well-being, grows in the mountains of the state from May until September. So they're locally harvesting them as well. The mushrooms are seen as sacred by many in the community and are regularly used in ritual ceremonies conducted by local shamans, one of which involves celebrating the passage of infancy into childhood.
Oh, okay.
So is that younger than 5? Because the other one was celebrating being
a
child.
I think I misunderstood what they meant when they said, because they said celebrating surviving childhood. It seemed, or maybe they misspoke. They meant surviving infancy. Mm-hmm. So you're like, oh, you're not a toddler anymore. You're a kid now, because that would be like right around 4 years old. 3-year-old Alejandro Garcias, whose parents run the town's oldest restaurant, will be fed the hallucinogenic mushrooms when he undergoes the ritual in June next year. The boy, who is not even in school yet, will be dressed in the traditional garb that the Zapotec people will be taken into the hills above his village, where his parents will pick the mushrooms and eat them with their son.
Hmm.
When the hallucinogenic effect of the fungus begins to set in, they will begin chanting, giving thanks to their pagan gods for the later member of their community.
We will continue with more about families using psychedelic mushrooms together. The number here is 603-283-6160, something that I expect is fairly rare within the United States. But if you were raised in a family like this, and you want to tell us about it.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The federal government's airport and airplane mask mandate is facing a lawsuit from Texas. The state's attorney general releasing a statement accusing President Biden of having repeated disregard for the individual liberties of Texans. He also suggested Biden has been acting above the law. The door continues to be open for diplomacy with Russia, so says White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki to reporters, adding that Russia could attack Ukraine at any time. Psaki saying on Wednesday the U.S. has been in touch with allies and oil suppliers about how a Russian invasion may affect global energy prices.
We engaging with our partners around the world about ensuring supply meets demand is part of our objective from here as well.
The Dow losing 55 points to close at 34,934. USA Radio News. A group of Republican senators held a press conference at the U.S. Capitol Wednesday to address rising consumer costs and urged President Biden to encourage less government spending and do more to address the crisis. The conference comes after data released last week shows that the consumer price index for January increased 7.5% compared to a year ago. Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott explains how his state is feeling the effects of inflation.
People are going to food banks. They never went to food banks before. People are taking second and third odd jobs just to try to make ends meet. People have to pool where they live. Food's up, gas is up, rent's up. It's all caused by bad economic policy.
Major League Baseball's lockout is officially affecting spring training. The league instituting a lockout on December 2nd after the collective bargaining agreement between MLB and the players ended. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, you've got Ian.
And Bonnie.
And Nikki.
We're talking about an unusual subject and one that I think a lot of people are going to recoil at initially, but I think people should give this a chance. I understand there probably are people in our audience, maybe, you know, folks listening on a conservative talk radio station out there that just cannot even fathom this whole concept that somebody would actually give their kids psychedelic mushrooms. But I suspect somebody who is thinking that way has never actually tried psychedelic mushrooms, so you don't know anything about them. And you're just judging, you're just prejudging based on drug war propaganda that has been out there for, you know, generations, which are lies, by the way, about these things. And so, you know, it's hard to tell somebody like that, okay, well, you know, at least keep, try to keep your mind open about this. These are people in Mexico that you're telling us about, Nikki. Families who've been doing this for generations. This
thousands of years.
Yeah, this is a tradition that goes back for a very long time. They've got, you know, the people that have used these mushrooms, the shamans. They use not just mushrooms, but other things, you know, frog venom, and there's a variety of different kind of entheogenic substances that these people take in order to provide them with various different visions for different reasons. And you know what? That is their right as a human being to put whatever they want into their own body. And it's their right as a family to decide for their kids what to do together, in the same way that a family can decide to sit down and watch hours and hours of television together, which is by no means a positive, healthy thing to do on a regular basis. Absolutely. And, you know, just like they can decide to go to McDonald's every single day, every week for, you know, not very healthy food, not very healthy eating. So there's plenty of bad choices that families make, and I think this is a very wholesome choice, honestly. I think that what they're talking about, having a coming-of-age ceremony where the entire family takes mushrooms together and goes for a walk and, you know, just experiences nature, that sounds pretty awesome to me.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah. So what else do you want to share from this Daily Mail story?
So his mother, Lila Gomez, says, "We don't see it as dangerous. She consumes the mushrooms on a regular basis."
Well, by definition, the taking of mushrooms is actually like the least dangerous drug you can do.
Yeah, you can't really overdose on them. I mean,
you can.
Maybe you can take too much and it's like a little bit too intense.
That's for sure.
But it's not like you can take bad acid and, like, have a really bad trip because it was, like, fake or whatever. Like, generally, they're pretty safe and they're, if you're taking a correct dose and you're in a good setting and you're in the right mindset, I think they're pretty harmless and they actually have tons of benefits.
You also can't overdose and die.
Yeah, you're not going to die from taking, you know, too much mushrooms. And again, the only thing you really need to be concerned with is that you get the right mushrooms. So you have to be careful about which mushrooms you consume, because some of them are deadly, right? Like, you got to know what you're looking for. And guess what? People who've been doing this for generations know exactly what they're doing. Yeah. They're not sending the four-year-old out
to find them themselves.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, like, even in here in New Hampshire, I harvest mushrooms, not necessarily psychedelic mushrooms, but I harvest different kinds of mushrooms to eat, and if you know what you're looking for, then it's a safe practice.
Exactly.
You know?
And there's, you know, you can learn things. It takes time, I imagine, but the people who do this, they know what they're doing. When you look at the drug chart that Dr. David Nutt put together up in the UK, probably like a decade ago now, after he was there, basically their drug czar, and he ended up, I think, quitting or getting fired or something, and he turned and he went against the war on drugs, and he came out with a list of drugs by the harm to the individual and harm to society. Mushrooms is at the bottom of the list. Heroin and alcohol are at the top. They're basically tied for the number one most dangerous drug.
And alcohol is legal.
And correct. And cannabis is kind of like mid-pack. You would expect cannabis to be lower than it actually ended up on the list. But mushrooms are all the way at the bottom as the lowest, the least damaging to the individual, and the least damaging to society. So
I'm not surprised by that at all. So there's a lot of history and culture surrounding these sacred plants. They link us directly with our ancestors. The mushrooms are good for the soul. A local witch doctor who conducts the ceremony following intense steam baths in her temescal, a rudimentary sauna in which herbal tea is poured over red-hot stones for the purification of those inside. The steam and local herbs in it help clear the mind and prepare for the voyage of the mushrooms that you take.
And, you know, witch doctor is probably not like how she would describe herself.
I wonder about that.
That's what I was thinking too, because in the title it mentions something about witch doctor, and I feel like witch doctor just has such a negative connotation.
Sure, I'm thinking of some woman with a big wart on her nose over a cauldron, you know, cackling.
The hallucinogenic fungus, although illegal for recreational use in Mexico, are nevertheless permitted for consumption in indigenous settlements where the culture holds them as sacred medicine. So not legal unless you're in these indigenous cultures.
Well, did you know that in New Hampshire, according to a Supreme Court case that was decided in December of 2020, it is legal under the Constitution to do psychedelic mushrooms and arguably any other drug that you choose for spiritual purposes.
Hmm.
It, it's a
I didn't know that.
Crystal clear, unanimous Supreme Court. There was not a single dissenter on the Supreme Court of New
wow.
Hampshire in this
they
particular case.
They overturned a conviction a guy had.
Correct. They
wow,
overturned a conviction that a member of the Oklavweha Church, which is a Native American church that is essentially a psychedelic church, you know, he's got his membership card and everything, and there's certain rules around how he has to use the mushrooms. Like, he can't do them in public, for instance. That's one.
And generally, people wouldn't.
I used to know a guy who would drive on shrooms, and that
bad
was
plan.
Terrifying.
Bad plan.
I would never get in the car with
somebody. No, you're
shrooms.
Supposed to, like, hug a tree or something, like, go on a walk in the woods. You're yeah. not supposed to get
don't use
behind
heavy equipment.
The wheel.
Yeah, please don't
no.
use heavy equipment while tripping. But that was a really cool story about, like, a real pleasant surprise. And the reason for it is because in New Hampshire, the New Hampshire Constitution's Bill of Rights not only protects your right to religion, meaning you have the right to have a religion, whichever religion you choose, but it also protects your right to worship. And that's the key difference between what the U.S. Constitution does, which only protects your right to religion, but the New Hampshire Constitution goes further and says you have a right to worship God in the way you choose, so long as you don't disturb other people's peace. So you can't go out and, like, shout in front of somebody's house and say you're praying, right?
Yeah.
Like, you've got to be peaceful in your use, which is why, you know, if you do it at home, first of all, odds are you're not going to get caught in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
This guy ended up having his house raided, and I don't know if somebody snitched on him or what the reason why that happened, but if you're doing mushrooms alone, by yourself, or with your friends in your home, you're probably not going to get caught in the first place. But if you do it in New Hampshire, and by some chance you do get caught, if you're doing it for spiritual reasons, that case is going to likely get overturned, which is amazing.
That's awesome.
So. Not just Mexico.
A local woman who sells the mushrooms preserved in honey in her shop to tourists says they are teacher. We use them not only to feel closer to nature, but also to ask deep questions and find solution to life's many problems.
Mm-hmm. Vegetable gnosis.
Yep.
Yeah. As well as eaten fresh or preserved in honey, locals also consume the psychedelic drug in tea after boiling the mushrooms in water or milk. The town's fame for legal mushrooms has started to attract backpackers traveling in Mexico, particularly those passing through the popular nearby beach resort of Puerto Escondido.
We're going to continue here more on use of mushrooms at a young age. Is this a dangerous activity? Should we be frightened? Do we need the police to come in with a drug task force and attack dogs? That's going to make a kid's life better, right? Let's have a police raid.
And take their kids, their
parents
away.
That's right. The number is 603-283-6160. This is...
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The phones are open. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Nikki.
So, we're talking about psychedelic mushrooms and kind of an aspect that I don't know if we've ever covered. I mean, we've talked a lot about drugs over the years on this program and the responsible adult use of drugs. Is it possible to have responsible use of drugs involving children? And when I say children, I mean like children, not teenagers, but people who have not hit puberty. We're talking about people 6 years old or younger in some cases, yeah, in Mexico, doing mushrooms as a family outing, as a family spiritual journey, as a rite of passage. We've got somebody watching us on apparently our Facebook feed. Nathaniel Cospedes says, "Do not," in all caps, "do not give underage children psilocybin magic mushrooms."
Why not?
Well, I would say that as a default message, yeah, you shouldn't just hand a kid a mushroom and say, "All right, Johnny, have a good day."
Yeah, right.
Right? So, like, if that's going to happen, then it does need to happen in the way that I think they're doing it down in Mexico, with this tribe of people that have been doing it for generations, where it's done together as a family occasion. That's what makes sense to me.
I would also like to paint a picture for everyone. So, say you have a baby in the hospital, right? Mom gets an epidural, which has fentanyl in it, you know, the thing that everybody's ODing on the streets, the synthetic heroin. So that, and then the baby's born, right? Then it gets hepatitis B vaccine, it gets erythromycin in its eyes for no reason. And then by the time the child is 4 years old, they receive about 50 different injections. So to me, and mind you, a lot of those medications and the vaccinations that these children are getting can have some pretty nasty side effects.
Sure.
So that's what it's like in our culture.
And now they want to pump them with the COVID vaccine, too.
Yeah.
Excellent point, Nikki.
Yeah. So in other cultures, instead of doing that, they live off the land. They live natural, healthy lives. They live with nature. They eat whole foods, fruits and vegetables, and clean water. And maybe they take a dose of psilocybin mushrooms with their families in a safe and loving environment. So how is that worse than what we are doing to our children in the United States?
Great question. I mean, it sounds to me like it's an amazing experience. I mean, I'm jealous. I wish that I could have had something like that as a kid. Not that I had a bad upbringing or anything like that, but I didn't have that.
And I think a lot of people, especially in, you know, in the United States and in other areas, kind of have a lot of trauma in their child. You know, I know a lot of people that have gone through foster care and they've just told me horror stories.
Oh, yeah.
So I think a lot of the things we're doing in our cultures are not conducive to, like, a mentally and physically healthy life.
No doubt.
Right? Like, a lot of people have a lot of trauma. They have PTSD. They have anxiety.
And
they have depression.
And that gets passed down, right? Like, that gets passed down from generation to generation because, you know, you get raised in a household where dad's got PTSD. That's probably going to be a kind of a crappy childhood having to deal with that.
Yeah.
And what's that going to do to the kids?
So maybe this is a way that they are kind of putting their children in a positive frame of mind. Because I know you guys have also had experiences with mushrooms, correct?
I have, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's a very, like, peaceful, loving, beautiful experience. And I know personally some people who have taken mushrooms, and after that experience, they stopped struggling with depression. They looked at the world a completely different way, and it affected them very, very positively. So what if we were just starting that younger, instead of waiting until you're like 30 years old to have this healing experience?
Yeah, and then you've built up 30 years worth of problems and issues, and you have to deal with all that at once.
Yeah.
That can be a challenge.
And the other part about it is doing it with your adult family members who want what's best for you instead of going and doing mushrooms at a party with some kid who wants to drive on mushrooms.
Yeah, huge difference in the set and setting there in that particular case, which is the most important factor. The set being what you bring your mental mindset to, like, are you prepared for this? Are you afraid of it? Because if you're afraid of it, not a good time for it.
Yeah.
Setting being the physical, you know, where are you? Are you in a place where you feel comfortable? Have you been there before? Are you around other people who you know and you're comfortable with? Or are you at some sort of, like you said, a party with a bunch of strangers? So, like, there's real bad places to do things like mushrooms, and then there's some just excellent places where the odds that something could go wrong are very, very slim, unless, of course, you know, you take a heroic level dose and you've got some serious issues deep down that you have to deal with. You might have a bad trip in that case, but at least you're then around people that you care about. You're not in a place where a cop's gonna, like, stumble across you or whatever.
Yeah.
So, like, there's definitely some better circumstances in which to do these things.
And I think that's why people do have bad trips, is because of their, like, emotional turmoil and their built-up trauma.
Absolutely.
When you're 4 years old, like,
you don't have that.
Yeah, I mean, some, unfortunately, some young children do, but I'm assuming that most don't.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have, like, that innocence factor and you don't have all of those, like, negative preconceived ideas of the world and of the experience you're about to have, I think it allows these children to have a much better experience.
I agree with you. I mean, it has to be a much more pure experience because those kids haven't been, deluded or debased by all the propaganda. I mean, for me, when I first started doing cannabis, I mean, I touched on this earlier, my biggest fear was I thought the cops were going to bust in. I thought that while it was happening, because I was able to kind of put that aside once I actually, you know, got high and laughed a lot and had a good time with my friends. But prior to that, like, the planning of it, we were so meticulous. Like, we had an escape route if the cops were going to show up, because we were, you know, we've been indoctrinated by the drug abuse resistance education or whatever, DARE, for years. And, you know, they told us that this was as bad as heroin and, you know, you're going to go to prison or whatever. And so having to get over some of those things, and then further, years later, for me to use LSD and then ultimately mushrooms. I think I did LSD before I did mushrooms, but to do a psychedelic like that was, you know, to go to a new level. And there was some trepidation around that, too, because of all the propaganda.
Yep.
And you just, you know, Kids don't have that if they're 4 years old or whatever.
That's what I meant by it seems like it would be easier for a kid to take it, because I didn't do mushrooms until I was, I think, 22. And if somebody asked me the day before if I would ever do it, I might have been like, no, that's kind of scary. The only reason I did it was because my friend kind of randomly was like, oh, I have these. She's one of my best friends I've known for over a decade. And we were just in her house. I love her house so much. And I was like, I guess I'll do it with you. And it was great doing it with one of my best friends ever. But
nice.
All I was saying that for was to say, if I had done it at a younger age, I would have just been probably more like, oh yeah, I'll do it. I remember in middle school thinking like, oh yeah, I'd totally do mushrooms. But then it's like you get older, and you're like, no, wait, think about it. It might be scary. I don't know.
Yeah, I never had any thought like that when I was in middle school or anything, because I'd been purely indoctrinated by the system.
I read
to be afraid of that stuff.
Go Ask Alice, and then I wanted to do drugs.
Oh, nice. What else do we need to know? Is there more to the story, Nikki?
Just the rest of the story is some of the shamans and the local people just talking about how this culture, paired with the beautiful beaches, I'm sure, has attracted a lot of tourists.
Sure.
So a lot of tourists go there.
Tourists.
Yeah, exactly. And I guess there's some people who are staying there. Like, there's this one guy from Australia that is running a hostel there, and he's selling these mushrooms to tourists.
Wow.
And there have been some bad experiences because I think they're just really strong and they're doing it. I think the indigenous people there are doing the ritual in a specific way. You know, they're doing the cleansing steams first, and they're leading you on this journey, and they're making people feel safe. So I think when you just have some, like, random young tourist girl coming, I guess.
And she buys some mushrooms, and then, woo, see what happens.
Yeah, so I think they've had some bad experiences with that.
It's inevitable. I mean, if you've got this tourist mentality of people are just going to come to this place, they're going to get go on a trip, it's just numbers, right? Like, you put 1,000 people through a trip, somebody's going to have a bad trip.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if it's 5 people, I don't know if it's 2 people or 25 people, but there's a percentage of that 1,000 people that are going to have a bad time. That's just the way it is.
We're going back to, like, the conversation we were just having, where some people have a lot of built-up turmoil and trauma, so that can sometimes, I mean, it's a healing process. I mean, it strips you down to the core, and it makes you,
it forces you to face those things. And
so,
some people don't want that, and that's why they have a bad time, I think.
I think so, too.
The number here is 603-283-6160, and even if it's not a bad trip, it can still be uncomfortable in some ways, because, again, it is a very personal experience. The number is 603-283-6160. You can join us here. Share your thoughts. Coming up, there's news about the pillow guy, Mike Lindell. Get into that on the way. It is Free Talk.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.